们知道一个房子在被建造之前，它一定会先有蓝图。
We know that before building a house, you must first have a blueprint.
这个蓝图很重要。
This blueprint is very important.
因为这个房子要根据这个蓝图的计划来建造。
Because the house must be built according to the blueprint.
但是这个蓝图本身不能够住人。
But the blueprint itself cannot be the structure. People cannot live in it.
要等这个房子真的盖起来了，这个房子才能够住人。
The house could only be inhabitable after it is constructed.
房子被盖起来了，才有它真正的价值跟意义。
The house is only valuable after it is actually built.
房子盖起来之后，通常这个蓝图就不会被收藏起来。
As a matter of fact, after the house is built, usually this blueprint then is put away.
我们知道这房子在我们的天花板上，在墙壁里头，甚至在地底下，其实它有很多的电线或者水管。
We know that there are a lot of electrical wires and plumbings inside the walls or in the ceiling or underground of a house.
我们想知道在哪里有一有一条有这个水管通过。
So, how will we know that there is some plumbing or electrical wire behind the wall?
我们把蓝图拿出来看因为房子是根据蓝图盖的，所以就能够知道说哪里有水管，哪里有这个电线的。
We could refer to the blueprint again because the house was built according to the blueprint after all.
那看了蓝图，我们就能够有这样的确定。
After referring to the blueprint, then we could be sure.
那有关旧约、新约，我们也可以用这样的观念帮助我们去了解。
We could extend this analogy to compare the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这个旧约就好像是蓝图。
The Old Testament can be likened a blueprint.
那如果没有主耶稣，那就没有它真正的价值跟意义。
Without the coming of our Lord Jesus, the Old Testament would not have true value or meaning.
因为有了主耶稣，所以这个得救才是才成为真正的有功效。
With the coming of our Lord Jesus, the entire plan of salvation is meaningful and complete.
那常常从旧约我们看到主耶稣是真实的救主。
And often by referring to the Old Testament, we can see that our Lord Jesus is truly the way of salvation.
常常从旧约我们再一次的来确定我们的信仰以及我们对得救的这种把握。
And by studying the Old Testament, we can reassure our faith and our salvation.
我们请看出埃及记十二章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章第一节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, the month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
我们现在是三月。
Now we are in the month of March.
那神对摩西亚伦说，这个月，这个三月要成为你们的第一个月。
At this point, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron that this month, meaning the third month, shall be the beginning of all months.
所以在
shall be the first month.
在以色列人的这个 calendar 历法里头呢，他们有两套。
So the Jewish people actually have two sets of calendars.
一个就是叫做宗教历。
One is their religious calendar.
就是这里所说的，你以这个月为一月。
And this is the beginning of that when God said to them, "This shall be the first month of the year to you."
我们都知道当时的背景。
We're all aware of the context or the background at that time.
因为以色列人在埃及，他们被埃及人苦待。把他们当成奴隶。
The Israelites were oppressed in Egypt, and they were treated as slaves.
那他们也没有力量去反抗。
They did not have the power to resist.
虽然他们人也很多但是他们需要被拯救。
Even though they had a great multitude, they needed someone to deliver and rescue them.
虽然他们当中或许也有那些有能力的人。
Perhaps among them there were some people who were very talented.
比如说摩西。 也是犹太人。
For example, Moses was an Israelite.
但是四十岁的摩西，他也没有办法来拯救这些以色列人。
But even with all his talents and power, at the age of 40, Moses still could not deliver the Israelites.
所以一群人需要被拯救。
So here we see a big group of people who needed deliverance.
那谁来救他们呢？
Well, who is to save them?
就是天上的真神。
That is the God in heaven.
有时候我们看人生啊，其实常常我们也会必须承认人需要被救。
When we reflect on human life in general, we also will come to the conclusion that we need to be saved.
在很多的层面，我们需要被帮助、被救。
In many dimensions of our life, we need someone to help us and we need to be saved.
尤其是面对着将来的永恒，我们更需要被救。
Particularly when we think about the matter of eternity, we know that we need a different plan and a salvation.
所以从出埃及记十二章告诉我们，我们需要被救，我们需要被神拯救。
By studying Exodus chapter 12, we understand that we need to be saved, and in fact, we need to be saved by God.
神也的确要救当时的百姓。
And in fact, it is God's intention to save the people at that time.
神要给他们一个新的开始。
God wanted to give them a new beginning.
神要让他们脱离埃及人的捆绑。
God wanted to rescue them from the bondage of the Egyptians.
神要让他们成为一个有自由的国家。
God wanted to give them liberty and so that they could be free.
所以他们就快要离开埃及了。
So here they're about to depart from Egypt.
所以神说这是要给这是你们的新的开始，所以用这个月当为你们的一月。
So God says, this is now a new beginning for you. This month shall be the first month of the year to you.
所以这一章也是整个圣经里头很重要的一章。
So this chapter turns out to be one of the very important chapters in the Bible.
这也是对我们今天的人是一个有关救恩的一个很重要的提示。
This actually gives us some very good reminders when we think about our own salvation.
我们知道在埃及的以色列人，他们在受苦当中，他们呼求神。
We remember while the Israelites were suffering in Egypt, they called out to God for help.
在摩西八十岁的时候，神向摩西显现。
And when Moses was 80 years old, God appeared to Moses.
神对摩西说，我的百姓他们呼求的声音我听见了。
God said to Moses, I have heard the crying of my people.
那我看见他们所受的苦。
And I have seen their suffering.
那我知道他们我知道他们需要被拯救。
And I know that they need to be saved.
那所以神就差派摩西回到埃及来做这一件拯救的工作。
So God commanded Moses to return to Egypt to begin this great work of deliverance.
他们本来一直受埃及人的压迫。
The Israelites had been suffering and oppressed under the Egyptians for a long time.
更可怕的是，埃及人甚至想要把他们这个民族来把它消灭掉。
And worse yet, in fact, the Egyptians want to completely demolish this entire ethnicity.
所以对他们来讲，他们也好像没有前途，没有希望。
So it appears that they have no future and no hope.
那神要把他们拯救脱离埃及。
But it is God's will and his intention to save the people out of Egypt.
那今天当我们在主耶稣基督的救恩里头，也就像这个样子。
Today we can enjoy the same kind of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
旧的事情已经过了，都成为新的了。
The old has passed and everything is now become new.
因为我们的罪都被主耶稣来赦免了。
Because our sins have been washed away by our Lord Jesus.
我们的失败，我们的过患，神都要赦免。
Our errors, mistakes, and our past has been forgiven.
有时候我们会说，如果能够再来一次，那该多好。
Sometimes we wish that we have one more chance to redo whatever is already done.
但是很抱歉，你不能够再来一次高中或者大学。
But I'm sorry that you cannot go back to your high school or your college again after you've gone through that stage of your life.
无论哪一段时间你觉得非常的美好，那它已经过去了。
No matter how wonderful that past may be, they will not come back.
无论哪一段时间你觉得说你实在是很浪费，你希望能够再来一次。
No matter how sorrowful or how wasteful you may feel a past part of your life may be, they cannot come back.
时间过去了，它不会再回来。
Once time has passed, it will not return.
但是主耶稣要给我们一个恩典。
But our Lord Jesus is to give us a very special grace.
就是让我们能够有一个新的开始。
And that is, he is to give us a new beginning.
那这个恩典是不断的存在我们的生活里头。
This new beginning continue to exist in our life.
因为主耶稣的拯救是一直的可以在我们的生活里头。
Because Jesus' saving and his deliverance continue to exist in our everyday life.
所以这些以色列人他们要离开埃及。
So the Israelites are about to leave Egypt.
他们不再是生活在黑暗里头。
They no longer need to live in darkness.
他们也不再是软弱的。
They no longer need to live in weakness.
黑暗软弱带来可怕的结果。
Darkness and weakness will result in something terrible.
但是因为神的拯救带给他们光明的盼望。
But now with God's deliverance, they have a hope filled with light.
有人说人面对着死亡跟罪，就把人的价值完全的否定了。
Some might say that in the face of death and sin, there will be no more meaning and value in life.
但是今天同样的有主耶稣基督的救恩。
But at the same time, with the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ,
那么我们的人生不再是没有意义、没有价值。
Our life will no longer be meaningless or valueless.
因为走在主耶稣所给我们的道路上面，我们最后能够得着永生，进入天国的永恒。
Because if we could continue to walk on his path, then one day we will enter into eternal life, into his heavenly kingdom.
那我们来看当时这些以色列人，他们是如何被救。
So we should study about how the Israelites were saved at that time.
那我们也来看看今天我们应该如何被救。
And we could reflect on how we can be saved today.
我们请看出埃及记十二章第三节。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 12 verse 3. Exodus chapter 12 verse 3. Speak to all the congregations of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
这里神要以色列人做这样的准备。
Here, God wants the Israelites to make this preparation.
就是要准备一只羊羔。
That is, they should take a lamb.
第四节。
Verse 4. Exodus chapter 12, verse 4. And if a household is too small for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb.
第五节。
Verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
这里强调着这是要一岁的羊羔而且没有残疾的。
Verse 5 says that this lamb must be 1 year old and it must not have any blemish.
第六节。
And verse 6, Now you should keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.
然后他们在一个特定的时间要来宰了这一头羊羔。
So this verse we say that at a particular designated time and day, they have to kill this lamb.
第七节。
Verse 7, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the house where they eat.
然后他们要做一个很特别的一个动作。
And now they have to do something rather peculiar and special.
起这个羊的血要涂在所住的地方的房屋的门框门楣上。
And they have to take the blood of the lamb and paint it on the doorpost and the lintel of the house.
这当然马上可以想得到的就是做一个记号。
So you can see that immediately they have to create a sign.
因为神要降 一个更大的灾害在这个埃及地。
Because God was about to send down another dreadful plague upon this land.
因为法老王虽然经历了神对他们很多的这种刑罚，但是他还是硬心。
Even though Pharaoh has already experienced many of God's punishment, he still is hard-hearted and refused to accept.
因为他不愿意让这些以色列人离开埃及。
He was unwilling to let the Israelites leave Egypt.
但是人再怎么样没有办法胜过神。
But man can never really overcome God.
所以神降的最后一个灾害就是要击杀埃及全地的。
So the final plague that God should send upon the land is to kill the firstborn, every firstborn of the land.
只有以色列人的家没有遭受这样的灾害。
Only the household of the Israelites did not suffer from this plague.
因为这以色列人他们已经宰杀了这头羊羔。
And the reason is because the Israelites will have already killed this lamb.
本来以色列人的家里也都会有头生的。
Obviously, the house of the Israelites also have firstborns.
但是他们的头生的没有被击杀。
But their firstborns were not killed by this plague.
因为他们已经用羊羔来代替了他们的头生的。
The reason is because they've taken the firstborn, the lamb, instead of their firstborn.
我们请看出埃及记十二章二十三节。
Let's read chapter 12, Exodus chapter 12, verse 23. Chapter 12, verse 23. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you.
因为以色列人的家有这个，在门楣门框上有这个。血的记号。
Because there's the sign of the blood on the doorpost and the lintel of the Israelites' household.
所以那个灭命的就越过去了。
The destroyers will pass over these houses.
那么这也就是以色列人他们逾越节的来源。
And this is also the beginning of the feast of Passover for the Israelites.
因为这个灭命的越过他们的房子
，because the destroyers would pass over these houses.
因为他们已经宰杀了羊羔，把这个血涂在门框上
，because they have already killed the lamb and painted the blood on the doors.
再请看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29. Verse 29, and it came to pass at midnight, the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn Pharaoh who sat on the throne.To the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock.
在全地，最有权柄的就是法老王。
The person with the greatest authority in the land was Pharaoh himself.
那在这里说，连法老的家里也不能够免去这个灾害。
And this verse says that even Pharaoh's household did not escape from this great plague.
所以法老他。不得不让这些以色列人赶快的出去。
Pharaoh then had no choice but to let the Israelites leave the country as soon as possible.
那这一个事迹，也要让我们这些需要被救的人，给我们一个很好的提醒。
This incident gives us those of us who need to be saved a very good reminder.
当时这些以色列人，长子。这些长子没有被击杀，是因为有羊羔来代替他们死。
The reason why the Israelites' firstborn were not struck down is because they had a lamb who died for them.
那今天有主耶稣来为我们死。
Today, our Lord Jesus has also died for us.
所以施洗约翰当他对人介绍主耶稣的时候，他说：“看哪。”神的羔羊。
This is why John the Baptist introduced Jesus to people by saying, "Behold, the Lamb of the Lord, the Lamb of God."
要除去世人的罪。
The one who is to take away the sin of many.
人最大的问题就是罪。
The greatest problem people have today is their sins.
在罪里头，整个人生失去了价值跟意义。
Because in sin, there will be no more true value or meaning in life.
我们再来想想看，我们是不是那个需要 被救的那个长子。
Let's think about this. Are we the person, the firstborn who needs to be saved?
哦，全埃及地的头生的都要被击杀。
Remember, every firstborn in the land of Egypt must be killed.
那我是应该，我们是应该被击杀的吗？
Do we deserve to die too?
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12。
十二节，就如罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这一节很肯定地告诉我们，是的。我们都是应该被击杀的那个头生的。
This verse tells us that yes, indeed, we deserve to die just like the firstborn.
好，所以我们都在那样的情况之下。
Because we are all sinful just like the other people.
再请看十四节。
Let's read verse 14. Verse 14. Nonetheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likenessof the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who is to come.
那这个十四节也是再一次的肯定的告诉我们，我们人在那个应该被击杀的这一个范围里头。
The verse 14 again explains why we are included as part of those people who deserve to die.
有时候我们说我们人是在这个死的前世。
Sometimes we hear the Bible describe how man is under the reign of death.
人到底有没有罪？
So are people truly sinful?
是的，我们必须承认我们是有罪的。
I think we all must admit that we are sinful.
道德的标准要来判断我们是有过患的。
The human moral standard will pass a judgment on us that we are imperfect.
我们人的良心也要判断我们是有瑕疵的。
Our own conscience in our heart also will tell us that we are not perfect.
神所给我们的诫命律法也要告诉我们，我们是有过患的。
And the laws and commandments we receive from God also tells us that we are blemished.
我们常常没有真正的来做一个敬畏神的人。
Often we fail to be a true godly person.
我们常常没有将神放在我们人生里头应该放的位置。
And often we did not put God first as we ought to in our life.
在我们的生活里头，我们也常常缺少了对人的爱。
And we lack the love that we ought to have for others.
因为我们会去对人生气，会去厌恨人。
Because we might hate somebody or we might not forgive someone.
我们会对人说谎话。
We may lie to others.
甚至是因为为了自己的好处利益而说谎话。
We may lie for the benefit of our own good.
我们也常常会有这种或大或小的贪心。
Sometimes we would also be greedy.
得了我们不应该得的东西。
And to gain something that doesn't belong to us.
真的看我们的生活，我们就知道我们是罪人。
If we closely examine our own life, then we know that we are sinners.
不但是我们的行为，也包括我们的内心。
Not only our deeds and actions, but also our hearts.
所以保罗说，在我们里面是没有良善的。
So Paul concluded that there's no good in us.
所以最后我们就是根本没有达到神造我们的目的。
So at the end, we could come to this conclusion that we have not served the purpose of God's creation.
因为我们常常不能够荣耀神。
Because often we fail to bring glory to God.
所以保罗说，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
So Paul says that we've all fallen short of God's glory.
从我们生活的现况，我们也知道罪在这个。这个世界上
By looking around our life, we could observe that sin is prevalent around us.
很多时候我们会有害怕
Often we would have this feeling of fear.
很多时候我们没有安全感
We would feel unsafe.
我们遇到经济在变动
For example, when the economy is changing,
我们面对着我们这个职业上的这种不确定。
When we face the uncertainty of our job and our career,
我们面对着有一些地区政治上的这个不稳定。
When we see the political disability, instability,
我们面对着我们个人的病痛。
When we have to deal with our own illness or sickness,
我们面对着我们个人的这种老迈。
When we have to manage our aging process,
每一个人都还要面对着肉体的这个死亡。
And at the end, each and every one of us have to face death.
有些人还必须去面对着看不见的存在的魔鬼的那一种捉弄攻击。
For some people, they even have to fight the invisible demonic spirit.
有一些人，别人看他实在是也没有你没有什么好烦恼，好觉得不平安的。
Some people, you might for outsiders may say that they have nothing to worry about.
但是他却有那种说不出来的苦，跟说不出来的没有安全感。
Yes, their life is filled with this insecurity and bitterness that they cannot even express.
那所有的这些现象其实是在只是在告都是要告诉我们一个事实。
All these phenomena tells us one fact.
就是我们人亏欠神的荣耀，人有罪。
And that is people are sinful and they have fallen short of God's glory.
我们就像当时那些头生的需要被击杀。
Just like the firstborns at that time that we all deserve to die.
所以我们需要被救。
This is the reason why we need to be saved.
今天很多事情我们可以自己去处理。
Today, there are many things that it seems like we could handle ourselves.
很多时候我们可以帮助自己。
We could help ourselves.
但是我们没有办法真正的救自己。
But there is one thing we cannot do, and that is truly to save ourselves.
那我已经讲过，旧约这只是一个蓝图。
So I've already mentioned the Old Testament is like a blueprint.
这个牛羊的血其实没有办法真正除掉人的罪。
In reality, the blood of the lamb cannot truly wash away people's sin.
需要那个没有罪的人来替我们死。
Only a sinless person can die for a sinful man like us.
也就是这样子，神他要自己成为人来到这个世界上。
This is the reason why that God Himself has to come into this world.
所以我们从旧约的这个蓝图里头，我们就来看到主耶稣是何等的宝贵，何等的重要。
So from this Old Testament blueprint, we see how precious the coming of our Lord Jesus means.
主耶稣他来到世界上，带着血肉之体。所以他可以为我们受苦，为我们来流血。
Jesus came into this world in human flesh so that he could suffer for us and he could die for us.
保罗用这样的字眼说他成为赎价。
And Paul says that he became our redemption.
我们在这个这个罪里头，在死里头，需要被赎出来。
When we live in sin and death, we need to be redeemed.
那主耶稣他来，他流血来成为赎价。
Jesus came to this world, he shed his own blood in order to redeem us.
当这个房子真的盖好了，那么才是真正的完成了。
Once this house is completely constructed, then it is finished.
只有那一张蓝图，那还没有完成。
Looking at the blueprint itself is not complete.
那一张蓝图不能够住人。
Because again, people cannot live inside the blueprint.
所以主耶稣在十字架上最后他说成了。
This is the reason why Jesus said on the cross in the end, it is finished.
我们请看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
Chapter 19, verse 30. John chapter 19, verse 30. And when Jesus has received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
这里主耶稣很简短的就是一个字但是它却是非常的重要，意义非凡。
Here, Jesus, using a very short phrase, actually uttered something that was extremely meaningful.
在一开始 罗马兵丁通常就会把这个醋给这个要被钉十字架的人喝。
Normally, in a matter of crucifixion, the Roman soldiers would offer the criminal some sour wine.
在一开始的时候，主耶稣并没有喝。
In the beginning, Jesus refused to receive the sour wine.
一直到这个时候，主耶稣他尝了那个醋。
It was only at the end, at this moment, Jesus received it.
这有一个空间让我们来联想。
This gives us some room to reflect.
为什么一开始主耶稣拒绝到这个时候他尝那个醋？
Why was it that Jesus refused to receive the sour wine until now?
因为主耶稣已经要完成这个救恩。
Because Jesus was about to complete and finish the salvation.
借着这个动作，他也在告诉我们。
Through this action, this gesture, he's trying to tell us something.
他知道我们人生所充满着很多的苦，许许多多的苦楚。
He knows our life is filled with much bitterness.
这个醋啊，这里的醋啊，不是那么那个不是那么味这个味道啊，不是那么好尝。
And you could imagine this sour wine is not something very tasteful.
是的，在我们的人生当中也真的我们必须要尝很多的苦味。
Indeed, in our human life, we also have to go through many unpleasant things.
很多的充满着很多的疼痛这个困苦的事情。
Our life may also be filled with matters of pain and bitterness.
很多的心理上的这种压力、着急、忧虑。
Many worries, anxieties, and pressure in our life.
甚至面对着人与人之间的这种陷害或者被出卖、被误会等等。
We may be misunderstood. We may fall into people's traps.
就好像当时的主耶稣被门徒把他出卖。
Just like how Jesus was betrayed by his own disciple.
被这些犹太人来陷害他。
And he was captured and arrested by his fellow Jews.
主耶稣尝了那醋。
Jesus indeed has tasted the sour wine.
主耶稣也是在告诉我们，我知道你们的苦楚。
He does this to tell us that he understands our troubles and our difficulties.
人本来面对着必须要被击杀。
Humans, we deserve to die.
我们没有办法救我们自己脱离那个永远的刑罚。
And we cannot save ourselves from this eternal suffering and punishment.
但是借着主耶稣在十字架上的牺牲，就让我们可以脱离了。
However, through the sacrifice our Lord Jesus made on the cross, we can now be rescued from this suffering.
主耶稣的十字架真的来成全了神的拯救。
And on the cross, Jesus truly completed and finished God's great plan of salvation.
主耶稣的十字架满足了神对我们的爱。
His cross fully manifested God's love toward us.
主耶稣的十字架满足了神的公义。
His cross also showed illustrated God's righteousness.
主耶稣的十字架也满足了神的信实。
And it also demonstrated God's faithfulness.
所以无论怎样，这个神他总是一个完全的神。
So God is a perfect God.
纵然面对着人的这一个这个犯罪，神还是完美的。
Even though he sees the imperfection of the sinful nature of man, God remains faithful and perfect.
那主耶稣从死里复活。
Jesus then resurrected from the dead.
真的可以成为我们人生最大的保证跟安慰。
He became the greatest comfort and guarantee of our life.
我已经讲过，旧约如果没有主耶稣的话，那他成为就不能够完成他的价值跟意义。
Once again, without the coming and the great work of our Lord Jesus, then the Old Testament is rather valueless and meaningless.
主耶稣说成了，他也完成了神在旧约跟人所 立的许许多多的约定。
When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," he actually finished the many covenant that he had made with people in the Old Testament.
比如说，我们说神跟亚伯拉罕立过约。
For example, we know that God made a covenant with Abraham.
哦，这种立约通常也就是也包括着神对人的应许。
And this covenant includes God's promise toward man.
哦，这个我们用立约啊，就在表明说。神一定会实现这个应许。
A covenant tells us that God is a guarantee and a promise that God will do his end of the bargain.
哦，神愿意自己被绑在这个约里头。
God subject himself, he's willing to be part of this covenant.
哦，所以这个是很确定的，立约神一定会做。
So when God enters into a covenant with someone, he promised that he will carry out his work.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你的啊，要因为你的后裔，让万族的人都蒙福。”
God said to Abraham, "All nations shall be blessed, through your descendant."
那就是主耶稣。
And that descendant refers to the Lord Jesus.、
哦、所以如果没有主耶稣，那个约是不会实现的。
So without the Lord Jesus, that covenant would not have come true.
神对大卫说：“你的王位、啊、是不会终止的。
God said to David that your throne will never end.
我们知道犹大国在主前586年就被巴比伦帝国所灭。
We know the kingdom of Judah was already destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC.
一直到现在，大卫王朝没有再复国。
Even until now, the kingdom of David never came back again.
但是神跟大卫所立的约也实现了。
But the covenant that God made with David also was completed.
啊，因为主耶稣来了。
Because the coming of our Lord Jesus.
啊，因为主耶稣已经成全了这个约。
Because the Lord Jesus has finished this covenant.
因为主耶稣就是万王之王。
He's fulfilled this covenant because he's the King of all kings.
啊，主耶稣的国度要存到永远。
And his kingdom shall last forever.
所以今天。有时候我们会觉得有些事情我们觉得很遗憾。
So sometimes we may feel regretful of some things in life.
那其实最大的遗憾是什么？
But what is the greatest regret in our life?
一个人如果拒绝主耶稣的救恩，而是仍然在罪里头，这个是最大的遗憾。
The greatest regret of people's life is when they reject the salvation of Jesus and continue to live in sin.
今天我们非常感谢主，在他的怜悯之下他所赐给我们的信心，我们领受了救恩。
But today we thank God that under His grace and according to our faith, we could accept His salvation.
今天还有很多人还在这个救恩的边缘，在那边徘徊着。
Yet there are still many people out there who continue to circle around salvation without entering in.
我们要常常关心他们，为他们祷告。
We should do our best to reach out to them to pray for them.
因为拒绝主耶稣的救恩是人生最大的遗憾。
Because it is the greatest regret in life for someone to reject the salvation of Jesus.
我们请再看回出埃及记十二章。
Let's refer back to Genesis chapter 12.
出埃及记十二章二十八节。
Exodus chapter 12 verse 28. Exodus chapter 12 verse 28. Then the children of Israel went away and did so, just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
这里说他们就照样去行。
This verse says that the Israelites did accordingly.
他们做什么呢？
What did they do?
准备羊羔。
They prepare a lamb.
在特定的时间宰杀羊羔。
And in the designated day and time, they killed the lamb.
把这个血涂在门楣门框上。
And they took the blood of the lamb and they painted around the door.
他们凭着信心顺服的去做。
According to their faith, they obeyed the commandment of God.
难道神真的需要记号吗？
Do you really think God needed this physical sign to pass over the doors?
在这个之前，神降了九个灾害。
Prior to this, God has sent down nine different plagues.
神都知道以色列人住哪里。
God knew exactly where the Israelites live.
所以以色列人的家，以色列人住的地方， 就没有那些灾害。
Surely God recognized their houses, and therefore the plagues did not come to their house.
哦，所以当然神知道以色列人住在哪里。
So of course God knew exactly where the Israelites live.
哦，所以需要涂这个羊羔的血吗
？So the painting of a door using the blood seems rather unnecessary.
哦，啊，我要再一次的强调，神对人的要求有一个重点，顺服。
But let me remind you again, one thing that God asks of us is our obedience.
哦，不是神需要记号，神要我们的顺服。
It is not that he needs this physical sign around the door, but rather what he wants is to see our obedience.
他对我们的要求永远不会是过分的。
His demand of us is never going to be too overbearing.
他为了救我们，他需要来到世界上。
In order to save us, he had to come into this world.
哦，他需要被钉在十字架上来流血。
He had to be crucified on the cross, and he had to shed his blood.
哦，所以对我们的要求总是比这些远远的少于这些。
In comparison to what he had to do, his demand of us is actually rather easy to accomplish.
啊，所以我们也要像这些在我们的人生道路上，我们要常常像这些以色列人，凭着照着信心，我们顺服的去做。
So as we live our daily life, we should imitate the Israelites. According to our faith, we should obey God's words.
啊，神将救恩的道路是给我们。
God has already given us this way of salvation.
啊，我们要走在这个救恩的道路上。
It is important for us to walk on this way of salvation.
如果我们真的发现我们是需要被救
，If we recognize and realize that we need to be saved,
啊，我们就像这些以色列人一样，他们用信心照着去做。
Then let's be like the Israelites. According to our faith, we should obey what He asks us to do.
啊，那我们不但将来进入永生，啊，我们现在也常常享受在他里头的安息。
Not only will we enter into eternal rest in the future, even our days now on earth, we will also receive rest and peace.
我们一起唱诗278首。
Let us sing hymn number 278.